Is there another word in another version in case maybe murmurers? Murmuring. The second word that I have here is complainers. In verse 16, we're still reading. God will judge the attitude of complaining. Nothing is ever right. No one is ever good. Your Bible calls it fault finders. God will judge fault finding. May God purge us. May He purge us. May God purge us. Complaining, fault finding, murmuring. God will judge walking according to our own lusts. We're going to see some lusts later on in another scripture. Those who have mouth with great swelling words, those who know how to flatter, only just to gain their own advantage. Please examine yourself. I must examine myself, knowing that judgment begins in the house of God, and judgment begins with teachers. That's how dangerous this thing is. I who is teaching must know that the word is for me. Verse 17. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles. These words that are written. These sermons that we always listen to. How they told you that there will be mockers in the last days, in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. Sensual persons who cause divisions. Because they don't have God's Spirit. God will judge the act of causing division, dissension, misunderstanding among brethren. Jesus is coming very soon to judge these things. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. We're going to begin to look at some of the works that God will judge from verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6.
Nay, ye do wrong and defraud and thy brethren. Know ye
he
not.
He says, you yourself, you do wrong and cheat. Talking about or talking to those of us who always see the errors of other people. And we're quick to talk about it. And we're quick to judge them. But the Bible is saying, wait a minute. What about you? What about me? That also do wrong. That also cheat. And do these things to my brethren. And then he begins with a question in verse 9.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the
kingdom of God? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
Be not deceived.
Don't deceive yourself. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let the world deceive you. Don't let social media deceive you. Don't let your sister deceive you. Don't let your own mind deceive you. Don't let what you have right now, the material, deceive you.
Neither fornication.
Fornicators.
Nor idolaters.
Idolaters.
Nor idolaters.
Adulterers.
Nor effeminate.
In what?
Effeminate.
Yeah. My New King James Version calls it homosexuals. Mm-hmm. Or male prostitutes. Yeah.
Nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
Sodomites.
Nor thieves.
Thieves.
Nor covetous.
The greedy.
Nor drunkards.
Drunkard.
Nor
revilers. What's another word for revilers? Slanderers.
Nor extortioners.
Extortioners.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God. Earlier, the Bible points us to grumblers. And say, oh, I don't grumble. Okay. Says complainers, oh, God knows. I'm always satisfied. But be honest with yourself. Is there any one of these found in you? Fornicators are simply people who sleep with, who have sexual relationship with persons they are not married to. Period. Having sexual relationship before I get married. It's called fornication. Even though I said, it is you that I want to marry. But as long as I have not married you, if I sleep with you, I am committing fornication. When I'm married, God is going to judge this. What's the next one? Idolaters.
All things are lawful unto me.
Before we get there, I just wanted to just point some of these out, just briefly, right? That God is going to judge these things, and we need help. We need help. We need help because we don't know when Christ will come. All he says is that it'll be soon. It'll be quick. In our class here, earlier this morning, one of the examples that was pointed to us is that someone just passed away. Did you say last week? Was it last week or last Monday? So that person, I don't know if they were Christians, but if they were, they could have heard the same sermon last Sunday. Not knowing that by Monday, they would be gone. So, if they were practicing fornication, they're going to be judged. And they didn't get a chance to repent before death came. If they were idolaters, meaning what we hold in awe, over and above, or better than God, what we prefer than God, what we would you can't touch this one. My Christianity apart, but this one you can't. The things that we have is idolatry. The house we have that cannot host guests, that's not Christianity. The car that we have that cannot be borrowed, Excuse me. Folks wrote better ones before you. There are better ones than the one you have. Idolatry. It's important. Don't touch it. I'd rather do it than go to church. I'd rather have this one than pray. That's idolatry. Don't we need help? If Jesus should come today, can we make heaven? Then he says, adultery. Should it be named? Should it be heard among us that we have our own spouses and we are flattering? See, we saw flattery. Didn't we see flattery earlier on in Jude? And we're flattering another man or another woman. Yay. It will be judged. Let us come to reasoning. Repent now. The kingdom of God is at hand. May we not be damned in Jesus' name. Amen. And you and I can continue to read it and read it and read it. But please, don't think one sin is smaller than the other. This one, the so-called, or the one that we classify as big, they are as big as those who complain. I don't sleep with anybody else's wife. I don't do pornography. I don't do, what else? All them that we really are. But do you always complain? Our teacher was rounding up earlier, and she pointed us, I think it's to Proverbs, you pointed us, is it chapter 6? You said God said there are 6 things that he hates. Ah, he said 7 are abomination. I just want us to see if you say, oh, I don't have any of those filthy things that Pastor is talking about. That's not me. That's not me. Chapter 6, Proverbs, verse 16. Is this found in you? Is it found in me? There are Proverbs 6:16. There are 6 things the Lord hates. Yes. 7 are abomination to him. A proud look. If God hates something, will he not judge it? Please, mommy and daddies, brothers and sisters, beloved of God, beloved of God, beloved of God, do not look at yourself any better than anyone else. The truth of the matter is, we're not better than anybody. That's the truth. All that is needed is for somebody to open the closet of our own lives. And then we see, oh, there are cobwebs too. Just like, and we need a cleaner. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Proud look. Are you talking to me? Me. Ah. Me. What did somebody say they would do with the dead body if they had their chance? They will cremate, Abby, and make like ash. That's the weight of any beautiful, handsome anybody. Weight, that's it. Ash. That can be contained in a bottle. This one now. this one. No, you don't talk to me like that. Don't talk. If you don't talk, hey. Don't we need mercy? God says he will judge these things when he shows up. Folks who don't know that they are ordinary bag of sand. We came from the sand. To the sand we will return. The truth. We even know it. We just don't like to face it. He says, so please don't be proud. God will judge pride. Verse number 17. And number two thing that God hates is lying tongue. Okay, so I don't have idolatry as my problem. Pastor is talking to them. I know who he's talking to. I know who he's talking about. But do you lie? Have you ever lied and you haven't confessed it to God? If you haven't confessed it, it's still standing, no? Only the ones you and I have confessed, that is the one that is not in your record anymore. But if we say, that's the way, you know, this is America. If we don't, you want to survive. Even God understands. And we don't say, Daddy, I messed up. I messed up again. It will stand on the day of judgment. So I don't commit big sins. I only lie. God says he hates lying. Hands that shed innocent blood. Oh, I don't do that. I don't even have a gun. I know even the law permits me, but I ain't even got one. Okay. A heart that devises wicked plan. God says, no, I don't like that. Feet that are swift in running to evil. False witnessing. And those who sow discord among brethren. Is this the second time we're reading this one now? It is repeated. Brothers and sisters, whatever comments you will make that and you know is going to separate brethren, be careful. Here's a list of all these things. May God have mercy on us. Let's quickly go back to Jude, for we must round up. Jesus is coming back again. Christ is coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. He's coming back. Christ is coming back again. Only those of us who have been forgiven can sing that song. What is the way out? Okay, Pastor, you're right. The word is right. I give myself to lusts. When I leave church, I go back to my television. They give me lust, I take it. Pastor, you're right. I go back to my internet. They give me lust and I take it. Pastor, you're right. I'm the one you're addressing. Pastor, lying, I've been struggling with it all this while. Yeah, you're right. What am I going to do so that I will not be judged? There's only one thing for us to do, and the Bible says all there is to repent. Repent. Mark chapter 3, verse 2. Quickly, please. The Lord is at hand. Mark chapter 3, verse 2. Uh-huh.
And he said to the man who had the withered hand, step forward. to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they kept silent. And when he had looked and ran at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored.
Go ahead, man. It's a miracle that happened there. But go to chapter 2, please. Go to chapter 2. There is this man who was sick. I want to point out, maybe this is where we're going to close, or the same chapter, Mark, but chapter 2. Right? The paralytic. When that man, it's verse 5, that we can see that it was sin that caused a man to be sick. Are you weak in your body?
Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic.
They brought a paralytic to him.
Who was carried by 4 men.
Yeah.
And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they laid down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemy like this?
It's all right. Anybody can talk whatever they want. It's okay. You're done. Yes. Anybody can wonder why Jesus talked how he talked. But Jesus knew what was wrong. Jesus knew it was repentance that was wrong. That was needed. So he forgave the man. If your bones are hurting and you really don't know what it is, and there is no diagnosis, you may go back to God. There may be some underlying sins. I'm talking to Christians that are causing hurt in the bones, in the flesh. If you will confess them, if I will confess them, if we will receive forgiveness, we will be made whole again like the paralytic was made whole. Why did they bring a paralytic and Jesus was saying, your sins are forgiven? What's that got to do with someone who is paralyzed? But apparently, it may be related. David said in Psalm number 32, he said, when I didn't confess my sins, I was hiding them. He said, my bones were becoming weak in me. I began to suffer sickness until I confessed my sins. And then God gave me hope again. Brothers and sisters, that is a secret right there. There may be some diseases in our bodies that came about because of sins. It may not be STD. It may not be a sexual sin. It may be, but it may also not be. It may be sin of grumbling. But if we confess today, we will be healed. I don't know why we went to Mark 3. I meant Matthew 3. But we got to Mark 3 and we found something there. That some of our problems may be as a result of sin. But Matthew 3:2 is where it actually says repent. If we were looking for it. Just make a note of it for yourself. Acts 17:30. Acts 17 says we need to repent. Revelation chapter 3, 19 and 20, we should read that one. It says we need to repent. That is the solution. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, verse 20. For those who are writing down, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, say we need to repent.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
I am just revealing this to you. God is saying he's revealing these things and chastising us because he loves us. Yeah?
Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
But be zealous and repent. Don't let us go home today sad that the preaching was about me. Maybe they knew me or they... No, no. God is talking to you and to me. He says, fine, is there any of these errors in your life? Repent. I speak that because I love you. That's what the word of the Lord says.
Behold, I stand at the door.
Because I stand at the door of your heart right now.
If any man hear my voice.
If anyone will hear what I am saying.
And open the door.
If anyone will open the door of their heart now.
I will come in to him.
I will come in.
And will sup with him.
I will eat with you.
And he went. And he with me.
And you will eat with me. Thank you. Now is the time. Repent. You will receive forgiveness. We all have sinned, the Bible says, and have come short. We have come short of the glory of God. But it pleases the Lord God Almighty. To send his only begotten son to us. That whosoever will believe in him. That we will be saved. We will not be condemned. Though our sins are as red as scarlet. Though our sins are as terrible as it can be defined. Though we have been entrenched in it. Though it has been for years that we have been practicing it. The blood of Jesus is available for you and for me today if we will repent. The Bible says, with that blood, we will be washed and we will be as clean as snow. We will be washed. And whenever Jesus comes, we will not be among those who will be judged and condemned to hell. Shall we rise on our feet?